Hey. It's your girl, Precious Williams, and I am the proud host of the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster show. So I'm here today. We're going to keep it real with the Killer Pitchmaster. For all of you who do not know me, I am a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion. I am a serial entrepreneur, an international professional speaker, and I'm also a corporate trainer. I'm a two-time number one best-selling author, and I work with the biggest companies in the world. So I'm so delighted to have y'all here with me. I am so glad to be here with you all. And today, let's get it popping. Let's get it popping. What are we talking about today? Let's get it for the people. Hashtag speaker tales. Lessons crushing in 2021. It is such an honor that my third book is in editing right now. Yes, it's done. So don't be thinking, y'all. Y'all know your girl. She already owned it. Hashtag Sharon Monet. Hashtag Pen Legacy. Every week on the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster show, we focus on speaking skills and communication skills. And I don't give I, no fluff, no bull. We going in. And the one thing I always want you all to take away from this show is that I love what I do, and I love watching you all grow and to learn and to see that speaking is an honorable profession. I don't take you being here lightly. This is Sunday night. Y'all can be sitting there watching football and all that kind of stuff. So let's get into it. Hashtag speak and tell. Who's ready for some lessons learned throughout 2020 to crush 2021? In the comments, say ready, drop it. Ready, put ready. And let me talk to my esteemed guests. Let me see what they're talking about. Good evening, everyone. Let me see about my peeps. Tammy Moore said, "Hey, Tammy, how are you? Juicy, UIIC. Hello, hi everyone. Hey, how are you? LinkedIn user, hey, how are you? Joy Lynn, happy Sunday, Joy Lynn. Tammy, you look beautiful. Thank you. I feel beautiful. My girl Tina, what's up, my queen girl? You know what's up. Glad to have you. LinkedIn user, nice to see you on live. God bless. Nice to see you too. Please let me know who you are. LinkedIn user, hello. LinkedIn user, that's a blessing, precious. Tammy, speaker and entrepreneur, great. LinkedIn user, entrepreneur, great. Joylyn, entrepreneur, great. Hold on, you know sometimes it starts to move up and you can't. Okay. Juicy, UIIC. I'm a published author and makeup artist. Get it, boo. Then we have Audia Kurzweil, entrepreneur. Yes. Audia, do we go to college? Your face is so familiar. Beautiful. Motivational speaking. Let's get it. Quisha, entrepreneur. Hey, glad to have you. Juicy, ready. LinkedIn user, ready. Tina, ready. Drop that. You about to drop it. And then we have Quisha Ready 2021, Juicy. Yes. Okay, y'all. So y'all know how we go into these streets. Y'all know how we get down. So every time that we get together, it's very important, we set a baseline for where we're starting from. I want to talk about the lessons that I learned in 2020, and I'm sure you have learned these too. And we're gonna crush it in 2021. I don't know about you, but for some people, 2020 was a dumpster fire. I don't feel that way, but also I recognize that we were all in different positions this year. So while everybody was saying no one would buy coaching, no one would buy books, no one would do this, some of us just decided to dig in and go harder in the paint. If you're a restaurant or something like that, like I don't know how you just pivot on a dime. It's been very, very hard. So I want to be respectful that there are certain professions that don't just, you just can't just turn on a dime, right? But these are some real lessons that I want to share with you that because I want you all to crush it in 2021. If 2020, you didn't meet your revenue goals, your sales goals, and stuff like that, I want you to take this time to honestly reflect and to start moving just a little bit differently, right? So if something isn't working anymore, what else can we bring to the table? I don't like the word pivoting, overuse. I want to know how you were able to make it through. So number one, hashtag speaker tales. Lessons learned throughout 2020 to crush 2021. Number one, let's get it popping, y'all. Let me know if y'all ready. Pop it. Put pop it in the comments. Pop it. And don't forget, my esteemed guests, I'm going to respond to each and every one of you. So put your comments in there. I promise you, I will get to all of you. Number one, listening to others say, listening to others, listening to the news, listening to a lot of things tell you that what's not possible tells you more about them than you. Let me give you an example. There are so many people, you watching the news, unemployment, all other kind of stuff. Like, and I'm not saying it's not real. What I'm saying to you is there are people who found a way to make record profits, record revenue, and stuff like that. And they're not all big businesses, I promise you. Just because something didn't work for them does not mean that that's a reflection on you. As you all know, I started off as a killer pitch master almost 10 years ago. I was literally told no one's going to pay for pitching. Shark Tank does all, teaches everything, da 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 da. Well, it's 2020. Who are big companies calling to learn about pitching and messaging and content creating and speaking and training? They're calling the killer pitch master. If I listened to everything that everybody told me wasn't possible, I wouldn't be here today to have my live show. So I want you all to think about this right now. Who did you listen to? What is something that you put on hold because you believed it wasn't possible? And that's okay. It's a safe space. Y'all ain't got to listen. It's a safe space. It's a safe space. I'll tell you one for me. I want to do the bad bitches and power pitch. Everybody's saying, no, it's never going to work. And you know what? I started working on other things. And I started paying attention to the signs that I never paid attention to before. Luckily, I was already doing Zoom meetings with my individual clients and none for my corporate clients. So I started incorporating Zoom. I started going harder after corporations, nonprofits, and stuff like that. And it actually worked out, right? But the truth of the matter is, people will tell you all day long that people don't make money at art. But I had to believe the God in me who gave me a vision. And it may not work out for her, and it may not work out for him, but for me, I was put on this earth to show the value of pitching, how to move through a room full of vultures. The industry shady, it needs to be taken over. So I want you all to understand, when you create your own niche, you can get rich. Create your own lane and blow them all away. So I want you in the comments, and I'm coming to y'all right now. The one in the comments, what is one thing you didn't execute on because you kept thinking no one would buy or it's crazy or whatever? Put it in the comments. You don't, and if you don't want to express what the idea is, just say me. I and I'll know what you meant. Me meaning you might not have executed on an idea because of this. And yes, we heard no money. Nobody buys coaching. If all the physical speaking gigs were canceled, what do we do? Do we just lay down? Do we ask for sales? Do we do anything? I'm telling y'all, we're going harder in the paint. So I'm going to tell you right now, get your ass in gear and fight and fight. Because let me tell you something, just like in politics, just like in business, just like in families, you got to fight for position. You got to fight for it. I wish I could tell you it's going to be easy. I wish I could tell you that everyone writes bestsellers. I wish I could tell you that everything works out, but that's not true. And I'd rather be with a fighter in a dark alley at 2 a.m. than someone who's just like, you know, we don't have. No, I'm here to fight. I'm going hard in the paint. So let me go to my esteemed guests because I want y'all to know I'm rocking with all y'all. Hold on, y'all. Okay, let me see. Okay, y'all. Let me see. Good evening. Thanks. Good information changes things and knowledge is power. Thank you so much, Bruce. So glad you're here. Stephanie Jackson. So glad you're here, Queen. Equality and belonging. HR professional. Get it, boo. LinkedIn user. Real. Yes. LinkedIn user. That's the inspiration pressure. So many need heading into 2021. Yes. Devon Clark. Thank you for the invite. I'm so glad you're here. 2020. Horrible. Your 2021 doesn't have to be that way, Beverly. Beverly, yes, let's. LinkedIn user. Popping. Beverly Russ, go popping. Tina Williams, juicy popping. LinkedIn user, exactly. Tina, they are calling you, Queen. We got to get it up there, juicy. Everyone needs a pitch for their niche. Ew. Okay, let's go. The lower ones that had their doors closed in, now they're calling on them now. Yes. Audia, I didn't market myself enough. But you know what, Audia? And Audia, I hope I'm saying your name right, please. Like, I just want to make sure I'm saying your name right. all these beautiful women and men on her. Y'all need to stop making me look bad. Stephanie, book on principles. Yes, we need it. Yes, so glad you endured to tell us how it's done. Thank you, Kimberly. So glad you're here. Amika Adams, no structures. We're going to get together, Amika. LinkedIn use illness, money, insecurity, faith support. Yes, drop. Listen, we get real in this. Listen to other people saying what could not happen, needing boldness. Well, you meeting the bold pitch, you meeting the killer pitch master. I walk in boldly. It's like that song by Moneybagg Yo, going out the way I came on this song, Me Versus Me. I'm going out the way I came. I'm walking in boldly and I'm walking out the same way. I ain't walking in timid. I'm coming to what? Hashtag shock and awe 2021. Get it right. Okay, let me see. Amika, yes, I want to kill it like you in 2021. Let's get it, boo. Carmen F, I can relate. Yes, Amika, I'm working LinkedIn now. Get it, boo. You know how we do it, listening to other people. They help me back. First of all, I can't listen to people who ain't doing what I'm doing. I'm sorry, I can't. I understand that people want me to act no. And you have to understand, and we're going to get into this, I'm not here for likes. I'm not here for vanity metrics. I promise y'all, that's not how I get down. Vanity metrics means nothing to me. Like, yes, it would be lovely if everybody liked me, but that's just not possible. It's not. Everybody don't like Beyonce. Everybody didn't like Jesus. But that does not change my vision. That doesn't change the vision he put in my soul. And just because he put it in my soul means he needs no cosigners. Y'all gonna hear me say that a lot. He needs no cosigners. Yes, I am Black. I am 41 years old. I'm highly educated. But even if I didn't have all that, he would give me a vision. So let's talk about it.
Are you a public speaker that struggles to get booked for speaking engagement? Do you need a killer elevator pitch to attract media attention and investor interest? Hello, my name is Precious Williams, and I am the author of Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for women entrepreneurs and speakers only. I have written this book because I want to help women entrepreneurs get explosive sales, take their public speaking and their pitching skills to the next level, and get all the attention and interest that they need right now. You can find my book now for purchase at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com.
Audia, yes, you are. Thank you, Queen. Beverly West, thanks for the invite. And I fight, yes, woohoo! Getting a book ready for next year. Girl, you know my book is debuting April 13th, 2021. Yeah. Oh, Billboard in Times Square. Oh, snap! Oh, we going hard in 2021. Listen to other people, okay. You are bringing it straightforward. No cap, as the old saying goes. Don't stop, Queen. Yeah, no cap. No cap. Surround yourself with people on your level of rising up. You got to believe. You got to get it. You got to get it in there. Word. Okay, y'all. So let's go into number two. Y'all know. It's not that I curse a lot, but y'all know. Y'all know I get with it, right? So number two, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, right? So I'm going to go off of this for a second. Okay. Number two. Get bitching or die trying. It's like, you remember 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying? I'm gonna need y'all to get bitching or die trying. Listen, I need you to be unapologetic. I need you to be bold, because one of the things that happens when you timidly go into something, the first sign that it may not work or you're gonna have to work a little bit harder, you might be thrown off. But when you enter boldly, and if you notice on social media with me all the time, I tell you what I've done. I tell my testimonials speak for themselves, and no, I don't write my own testimonials. I don't. But I think one of the greatest things is when you boldly go forth, not only does God and the universe conspire, but also you put people on notice you are not to be played with. Not to be played with. Everywhere I go, there are people who can't stand me. And I get it, right? I know people like me. Oh my God, I want everybody to like me. Let me give you an example. Let me give you a saying that I learned out of this book, Wild Wisdoms. Sometimes the best light for the journey is the result of a burning bridge. There are some bridges that need to be burned. I know it's against conventional wisdom, but so is bad bitches and power pitches. So is being a Black woman who's a 13-time national champion. So is a Black woman who her first audition, she got a movie. Like, come on, it doesn't make sense. But it still happened, right? So there are some bridges that were not just burned by me, but by the other person, or just some people. I don't rock with everybody. Not because I think I'm greater, but just because I know myself. There are certain personalities you're never going to mesh with. There are some people who want you to dim your light so that their light can be greater. That's not me. I'm sorry. I've been speaking for 25 years. That will be respected. It will. So when I say get bitching or die trying, I need you to walk in your zone of genius. Boldly. Boldly. When people question whether they, you know, and I don't get this question a lot, but some people do, you know, why should I pay for you? I can go get free stuff. Well, you tell them, go get that free stuff. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. You get it. So while my clients and I are just moving light years ahead, I'll let you go do that free stuff. Get it popping. So let's talk about it, right? And so learn your pitching style. Resist the idea that everyone has to like you. You have to stay true to who you are. And that gets greater over time as men and women get older. You start to feel who you really are, right? And keep your secret special circle close. Everybody's not meant to be your friend in this journey. Some people are only there to cling on and for the light. And I challenge you, get out of the circle that you're already in when it comes to networking and dare yourself to go network other places. There are people who literally hold the secret to you moving forward, but they've never met you. You can get comfortable in little groups. You can get comfortable with your friends, but your friends aren't your clients. There are places you need to step into boldly, even if you're the only Black person, Asian person, Latin person, white person, woman, man, LGBTQ plus. Come on. There's some places you need to be in that would make you uncomfortable, but you're supposed to be there to be the first or to usher in more. You're supposed to be there. And I need you to think like that. So get bitching or die trying. Be unapologetic and be ruthless in your pursuit of making an impact on this world. I'm unapologetically in love with women. I want to see them succeed, especially as they get older and they're told they don't matter. I'm also here for men who, as they get old, listen, ain't nobody got no six-pack abs, and I'm cool with that. I'm not going to look like an insta-thotty. But I have to say, I think I'm pretty cute. You know what I mean? And I think that for a lot of, I know that for a lot of women. And I want you all to step out there boldly. I like wearing platinum wigs and red wigs and blue hair and stuff like that. People tell me that doesn't, you know, people who don't know me, oh, I don't understand how you do it, but you make it look classy. It's because I'm walking in my zone of genius. Yes, the Birkin bags, that's a cute conversation. That's about. But as I told one of my clients, Annette, you're a freaking Rolls Royce in a sea of Hyundai. Step your game up. Because Rolls Royces, it's rare to see them on the road. But when you see them, it's like, that's what you want people to do when they see. Or not like, she's just like every other coach. No, ma'am. Get bitching or die trying. That means be unapologetically bold in what you're doing. There are so many of us who are walking wounded. There are so many of us who've been through so many challenges, trauma, drama, and stress. And I need you all to know that those stories need to come out. You don't always need to give a sanitized version of your story. People connect with me because they know for real I was homeless 2 years ago. They know it. It's not a lie. It's not a, listen, we can go back and show you some pictures from the Bowery Mission Women's Center. There are some people who know me from back in St. Louis who sit today and still can't believe that I was once in the psych ward. I think, what was the name of the Barnes Jewish? Or I don't remember the name of the hospital. Put me on a bus, sent me back to New York City where I had no home, no nothing. I'm not ashamed. I'm not going to be, listen, Martin Lawrence, run, tell it. So some of y'all need to get it together and just listen. You didn't have it perfect. You may not have Birkin bags. You may not have Fendi and Gucci. But what you got on the inside is worth far more than a Birkin bag. So you can have a conversation about the value of a Birkin bag. You are the Birkin bag. So secure your freaking bag. You're the bag. Go get it. A lot of us are filled with anxiety and worry and doubt placed on us by other people. And it's hard to cut through the clutter of that if you don't have positive people around you to affirm that, right? Right? So you can tell yourself you're the greatest and every door can slam in your face and no one's trying to help you. And they're like, maybe I'm not. No, you are. That's all meant to happen. How bad do you want it? I just had my friend over, Regina, today. We were both, you know, in the homeless game together. And we were here, you know, pulling boxes out and pulling out all these paintings and stuff that are going to go on my walls. And I have to be honest with y'all, I sat there and we looked at each other and I said, 3 years ago, I never thought I'd be living in a two-bedroom apartment by myself. I thought I'd always have to have roommates. I don't. I said, we started placing the paintings near the wall that it'll be on. And like a tear fell from my eye because I said, oh my God, I went from homeless. It's like going from homeless to Harvard. Yeah, that's what it feels like, right? But if I didn't have the right people around me, if I didn't believe in God, this wouldn't have happened. Juicy Christine, see, facts. Michael, getting ready for the new year. Do you know a person anywhere in the country that's doing good work in the community, has a YouTube video about their work or YouTube videos of what they do? We will put them on for free. We're uniting 1,000 cities. Click the links to explore King Street Cares. We care about your dreams. Thank you, Michael. Let's see. Hold on. Stephanie, so true. Your vibe will find you. Go boldly. I'm here for Stephanie. I'm all over that like a cheap suit. Kimberly, you are giving us assertiveness and professionalism, and you're doing it confidently. Thank you. Thank you, Kimberly. You know how I just told y'all to get bitching or die trying? I have a free quiz that I would love for you all to take. Love for you all to take, right? So let's get to it. Let me show you the quiz. So it's a free quiz on what your next power pitch play is, right? So go to www.pitchingforprofit.com. One of my esteemed guests, could you put that in the comments? Can you put in the comments www.pitchingforprofit.com? I'd love for you all to take my free quiz. And it gets to tell you what's the perfect pitching style for you, right? How do you go out and make your next moves? 2021, I want you to crush it. I want you to crush it as a speaker, as an entrepreneur, or both. I want you to crush it. But most of us don't understand the power of pitching. We think that pitching is what you say just when you go to networking events. And I'm here to tell you, every time you post, that's a pitch. Every time you have a sales call, that's a pitch. Every time you're talking to your friend about that no good dude or no good chick you happen to be with, your job or whatever, or what's going on in your business, it's a pitch. So once you learn what your power pitch play is, it will begin to determine for you how you should approach your business or your speaking profession so much better. And remember, I'm a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion. I am someone who went from homelessness to, you know, getting my client on Shark Tank, to working with companies around the world, to working with the LinkedIns, Googles, the Microsofts, the Federal Reserve Bank, name it, I've done it. You know what I mean? Becoming a two-time number one best-selling artist and I had only best-selling author and I was homeless 2 years ago. Don't let people fool you about me. I was. Don't let people tell you it wasn't. I was, right? So take the free quiz. I would love for you all to take it. www.pitchingforprofit.com. I would love for you to take the free quiz. You can take it later, but just make sure you write it down or come back to this replay, okay? You are going to love it. And now, number three, let's learn some new ways to skin an old cat. So, my queens and kings, Who had a speaking gigs that got canceled this year? As an entrepreneur, did you have contracts canceled this year? So what do you do next? What did you do? Did you sit by the wayside and hope somebody would see you? Did you hope somebody would see you? Did you speak for free to anyone who wanted you? Doing a whole lot of free summits, whole lot of free stuff. How'd that turn out for you? Did you meet a lot of great people? Did you convert them to clients? Most people I know don't. And while it is great to do a, you know, virtual speaking gigs and to get your name out there, oftentimes what we fail to pay attention to is the right audience isn't in the room for what you're actually selling as far as your products or your services. I've been a professional speaker for 25 years. One of the things that I know is that if you've been speaking for a while and all you keep getting offered are free gigs, I want you to know you're swimming in the wrong pool and you're playing with people in the wrong sandbox. I want you to think about how to be more proactive and reactive, right? We just had a pandemic. I don't know how you prepare for a pandemic if we haven't had one in hundred years. Wouldn't you like to know how to slam with killer content? Wouldn't you like to be able to create your own lane as a speaker and an entrepreneur? If you've ever been dissed by people who don't know your greatness, have you ever flexed on them? You ever dropped that tea that they may not know about you? Have you ever shined your light so bright they couldn't listen? I'm throwing shade like it's sunny. Let me tell you this, virtual isn't for everyone. It is a skill that most people have not mastered. You see how I come in with a lot of energy, vibrancy, stuff like that? Most people don't know how to do that. So what they do, when they're speaking on stage, that's a different type of energy, right? But when you're doing it virtually, most people can't bring it. They can't hold your attention. This is what you start doing after a while. Am I right? Type in the comments, right, if people start doing this. They're not listening. Would you like to know how to get booked and busy and get paid as a virtual speaker in 2021? Type yes in the comments if you would like to know how to do that. If you would like to make the virtual game your piggy bank. If you would like to know how to work with bigger companies or even medium-sized companies that no one ever throws shine on. Because if that's what you want, I have something for you. I'm going to put it on the screen. And I just want you. So this is the link right here. And actually, I will get you a better link. But if you want to learn more, you can email me at Precious. Email me Precious@PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. If this is too long, go to Precious@PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And in the subject line, say #bookedandbusy. Because I've created a 3-hour training on January 14th, and we're going in deep. We're going in. I'm not one of those who plays being a speaker. You look at my social media, you look at it all year. Every week I was speaking, sometimes 2 and 3 times a week. Listen, we all didn't know the pandemic was going to be this long. So I wanted to stack paper. I wanted to get my clients to stack their paper. I wanted to get them speaking. Like one of my clients was up for like a Women Tech Speaker of the Year. Another one of my clients was getting corporate contracts left and right, two-year contracts. I've gotten a voiceover artist. She's now working with celebrities. Like that's crazy. And that's just 3 of my clients. Check out my testimonies and see how great my clients, they're winning pitch competitions. They're winning money they don't have to pay back. It's not a loan or anything like that. So let me know if you want to learn about #bookedandbusy, how to get paid as a virtual speaker in 2021.